let's say someone's listening now that is working in a corporate job, put on extra weight, always eating pizza for just like fucking bored with their life. I'm like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. What would you tell them? How can they become like you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, first of all, I think a lot of people lose touch with who they really are and what they really want. So I think it's really important to figure out what it is you want, what makes you happy, what drives you, to think about circumstances where I don't have a job, I don't have all these responsibilities. What would I really do? You know, is it traveling? Is it helping people? You know, what is it that you want and that you're passionate about? So I think people really lose touch with that part of themselves. But I think sometimes even that can be hard to find. And I think one of the biggest things that I've seen help people that helped me was to find whatever your edge is. So whatever makes you a little bit uncomfortable, whatever makes you, that's not something I would normally do, that's outside of my pattern, and then go and do that. Push that edge a little bit. You know, it doesn't have to be extreme. Like, you don't have to, like, strip your clothes off and go run out in the jungle, but something that makes you a little bit uncomfortable and uneasy. And if you can go and you can do that thing, you know, talk to that stranger you would never talk to, you know, go out on a hike that you'd never do because you were worried about getting lost. Just something small, some little step you can take. You know, for me, I was terrified of mountain biking for a long time. I didn't grow up riding a bike. Going mountain biking, I went for the first time last month, and it was like, I felt that edge. I felt that discomfort come up, and I was like, yep, here it is. Like, you got to push through that. And that's when you start learning more about who you are, what you're made of, what you're capable of. You do it, you realize you didn't die. And then you say, okay, all right, that was actually a good experience, you know, and then you do it again. And you find ways to just keep pushing on those edges that you have, and you keep learning about yourself, and you find out what drives you. You start feeling more alive. You start realizing your passions. So I think if people did that more, they'd notice big changes.